on officialmills.co.uk.
Now, Laura, who works on the show, we found out you used to keep a diary about 10 years ago. We know this because Mary, Laura's sister, has found her diary and is reading out extracts every morning last week and this week on Radio 1. So far, we've learned that she really fancies a boy called Jamie, but accidentally got off with a boy called Andy in the last installment on a bridge.
Or quickly forgot about Jamie as soon as Andy held her hand.
We also know that her dad seems very strict and grounds her for a week if she leaves her bedside lamp on when it's daytime.
Quite right, too.
Please welcome for another installment of Laura's Diary on Radio 1, Laura's sister Mary. Hello.
Hi.
Good morning. You all right?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Now, something that occurred to me over the weekend.
Yeah.
What about if one day, because you've done this, the tables get turned, and the next time Laura comes up to York, she turns your room over and tries to find your diary and reads it?
No, it's not going to happen. All evidence is gone.
Do you keep
so
a diary?
No. Why would I do such a thing?
You used to.
No, I don't. Never did. You dare.
Okay. Mary, when you're ready, read the next part of Laura's diary, please, for us on Radio 1.
Okay. 12th of October. Found out I got the part in a school play. It's James and the Giant Peach. I'm the centipede. Went to youth club. Jamie and Andy were there. I still don't know what to do. Do you think Jamie knows? Or anyone else? Sarah was being mean to me for wearing a body top. She said it was tarty. She kept talking to people about it behind my back. But I saw her. Went to youth club last night. Ended up playing spin the bottle upstairs. There were loads of us. Jamie was opposite me, and Andy was two people to the right. I really hoped it would land on me. Jamie looked really cute in his cap. It landed on Ben 3 times. He had to kiss Gemma, Lisa, and Emma. Then Norma came up and confiscated the bottle. She said it was for our own good. In her experience, spin the bottle tended to get out of hand. Cow. That could have been my only chance. Unlucky. Sometimes I think it will never happen. I don't know what to do. At least Jamie spoke to me. But Andy is so nice as well. And he could be my boyfriend. Because we have kissed. Yeah, you're betrothed. My heart is so confused. Oh, what shall I do? Love, Laura.
See, it's a triangle of love now between Jamie, Andy, and Laura.
I'd have quite have liked Jamie to have spun the bottle and it landed on Andy. That was really confused.
14th of October. I sprained my wrist again in hockey. Have to wear a support. Chain came off my bike on the way home from school. I decided this was fate. It meant I should walk the long way home and try and find the boys. I walked past Jamie's house, went to the shop, then walked past his house again. Then went to see if they were playing footy on the field. Then walked past the park to see if they were playing basketball. I didn't see them. Daddy fined me a week's pocket money for leaving my hairdryer plugged in.
What?
Leaving my hairdryer plugged in.
Safety first, your dad, by the sounds of it. Oh, very dangerous things, hairdryers are plugged in.
I think I'm lovesick. My heart aches for both. Surely one of them will be my boyfriend. I always thought I'd have one by now. Speak to you tomorrow. Love, Laura. 16th of October. Dear Diary, I was ill today and Mama got me some strepsils. Becky came round because she owed me £2. I've decided I still like Jamie. I couldn't stop thinking about him today. I put Boom Shake the Room on repeat in my room. I keep trying to picture his face in my mind. I really need a photo or something because I can only picture parts of his face. Like, I can always remember his hair and his mouth, but I can't remember his eyes and nose. Maybe I'm not good enough for him. I haven't got the looks or the personality to match him. I'll understand if he doesn't want to go out with me. And it's really pointless me writing all this stuff. Went to bed early because Daddy's friend came to stay from Canada. I didn't like him. See you soon from a very lovesick, distressed, and hassled Laura.
I want to know more about Daddy's friend.
24th of October. I'm so sorry that I haven't written for ages, but such a lot has been going on. Last Saturday was a sleep out to raise money for the homeless at youth club. It was mega good. I ended up sleeping next to Jamie. And just in case you didn't understand, she's drawn a little diagram of her sleeping next to Jamie. Jamie started holding my hand, and I was dead surprised when we started hugging like this. And then, in case we didn't understand, she's drawn a weird stick man drawing of two stick people entwined.
With no eyes and no nose on one.
With no eyes and no nose. Then we lay down. He put his arm round me.
Yes.
He's so cute. I'm glad it was dark, so he couldn't see me blush. Lisa was teasing us. Jamie told her to leave us alone. He moved closer to me, and then he came in my box. I couldn't believe it. It was the best night of my life. Love, Laura.
That's beautiful. Thank you very much, Mary, for that excerpt from Laura's diary.
Play a record.
On Radio 1.
The story so far on Laura's diary. Laura has been fancying a boy called Jamie from afar for some time now. However, in recent diary entries, Laura's been thinking that she's just not good enough for Jamie. But in the last episode, on a sleep out for the homeless, Jamie and Laura cuddled up together in Laura's box. Plenty of room. Please welcome, for the next instalment of Laura's diary, the person that made all this possible in the first place, by finding the diary in Laura's old bedroom in York. It's Laura's sister Mary. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Can we have the next instalment, please? Some people are wanting to know whether we should continue this in the afternoon. Maybe we should do it all the time when we go back to our usual slot.
Well, just forever.
Presumably there are years and years of this, are there?
Oh, yeah, there's loads.
Plenty of material.
I'm sure you'll find them. Okay, here's the next excerpt of Laura's diary on Radio 1.
26th of October. Dear diary, went to the dentist, had my brace tightened up. It hurt. Mrs. Davey wasn't there for geography. And I saw a ghost in English. Kate came round.
What?
What? And we talked about the lads. I'm worried that Saturday night might have been a one-off. Katie said maybe Jamie was playing me around and leading me on. Oh, I hope he isn't. But she's probably right. Maybe I'm better off sticking to Andy, after all. Everyone at school is sick of me talking about him.
Tell me about it.
I know it sounds stupid, but even thinking about him gives me goosebumps. I don't know what to do. Maybe I should go out with Andy. He only lives 3 minutes away from me. Love, Laura. But then she's done like this little sort of point chart.
I've got a copy of that here that you sent.
Have you? Oh, excellent.
Right, so we've got on the left-hand kind of column, we've got Jamie, David, Paul, Ben and Andy. And then across the top, you've got... It's like a proper grid. It's really well done. Looks, personality,
niceness,
niceness,
huggability, snoggability, talkability. What's that?
This one's my favourite.
Sportiness. Trendiness. Could I see them? And then there's a total at the end, and she's given them all points. Jamie's got 4.5 snoggability. David only 1, Paul's got 2, Ben 3, and Andy 4.
Are they out of 5, these?
Well, there's a final total.
Right.
And at the moment, Andy seems to be in the lead on this with 34.5. You were really confused, weren't you? Like, time for the next instalment of Laura's Diary on Radio 1. Here's Laura's sister, Mary. Hello, good morning.
Hi, Scott.
Good
morning. 29th of October. Dear Diary, oh my God. Just got back from the most amazing night in my entire life. I'm so happy. I can't stop smiling. I feel like I'm floating, and my heart is kind of fluttering.
Your hat?
Hat?
Heart, sorry.
Oh, was it windy?
It's the faux American accent again.
My hat. It's past my curfew. I just got in. I'll probably get grounded or fined, but I don't even care. Had a disco at youth club. It was ace. Got on really well with Jamie all night. Then, when they put Whitney Houston on for the last dance, he came and found me. Everyone was looking, but I didn't care. He had his hands on my bum, and I had mine round his neck. I was dead nervous. Then, I actually, in capital letters, got off with Jamie. My teeth touched his twice. And his tongue tasted salt and vinegar. I liked it. Weirdo. I just can't believe it. Wishes do come true. And then she's written, in capitals, I, Laura Sayers, have snogged Jamie, then his surname, signed, dot, 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 and she's done a signature, IDST. Love it. Love Laura.
IDST.
If that's destroyed. If destroyed, still true. 5th of November. I'm saving up for the German exchange. Got £23 so far. Got told off in our reef talking. It's been 7 days now since I got off with Jamie. Went to see the fireworks at Clifford's Tower tonight. All the posse were there, apart from him. Andy said he was doing his homework. Since when has Jamie done his homework? He wasn't at youth club on Monday either. I really hope he's not avoiding me. I feel really sad. Lisa and Ben were being all lovey-dovey all night. I wanted to be like that with Jamie, all snuggly with his arms around me, watching the fireworks. Romantic. I think he's regretting what happened. Maybe I can't kiss properly, and he noticed. It's just not fair, but I knew it was too good to be true. And I've got tons of homework. Drama. Maybe Jamie will be out tomorrow. Speak soon. Love, Laura.
Oh, no.
Take the hint, look.
Oh, the confusion of it. Where is
Jamie? Not really, seems pretty obvious to me.
No, he was doing his homework.
Yeah, of course he was. I think Andy's stirring it as well a little bit there.
Yeah, he sounds like a bit of a stirrer, doesn't he?
Ooh, ooh, what a bitch.
Speak to you in an hour, Mary.
Alright, see you later. Love you. Okay, 7th of November. Dear Diary, I'm sorry if my writing is a bit funny. I'm really tired, really upset, and just want to die. Saw Jamie on the way home from school. He was walking past the park with a girl. She was holding his hand. I just cycled past them as quick as I could. Got home and cried. I can't even stop. Becky says she's going out with him, and she's called Gemma and goes to his school. Why has this happened? Everything was going so well, and now she's come and ruined, and in capital letters, everything. She's not even pretty anyway. I might as well not bother anymore. What's the point? He's not worth it if he's going to treat me like that. Andy would never do that. I'm so upset. I feel all empty. Love, Laura. P.S. Ruth dyed her hair black. It's gone a bit wrong, and it looks stupid.
More from Laura's diary tomorrow morning, Friday, at 7:40 and 8:40.
Oh, well, back to Andy.
What a, Gemma, though, what a cow.
Good morning.
You right?
I'm fine, thank you.
You're getting a lot of love on our tech system, by the way.
Brilliant.
A lot of people want to date you. Would that be okay?
No. Okay.
Very wise. Very wise.
Slightly later than published at 7:46, here's the next bit of Laura's diary on Radio 1.
10th of November. Dear Diary, had to take off all my friendship bands off in PE because Miss Robinson said they were dangerous. Daddy signed me a week's pocket money for lying down in the lounge.
That's the best one yet.
He said, I shouldn't treat the house like a gymnasium. Still gutted about Jamie. Still can't believe it. But I don't think I've got any tears left. My heart feels all cold, like ice. Gemma can have him. She'll probably get dumped soon anyway, because that's what he's like. I decided I liked Andy again.
Oh, what a surprise. Here we go.
Here we are.
But I phoned him tonight, and now he's being funny with me too. This was not meant to happen. Everything is going wrong. I just want someone to love me. I want a boyfriend like everyone else. I want to be normal, but looks like that's never going to happen.
Yeah, you're dead right.
Yeah.
10 years later, here we are.
She could see the future even then.
Then her writing goes a bit funny. Sorry, I'm crying again. No one wants me. I'll probably be all by myself forever. Love, Laura.
Oh, no.
Well done, Daddy, on the discipline, though, again. Very impressed. Very impressed.
Lying down in the lounge is off, isn't it?
Not a good thing.
Blimey. It's okay to sit, but don't lie.
No, definitely don't.
Thank you, Mary. I feel sick. I think you know why. Last time on Laura's Diary. Laura doesn't think she will ever find love.
Too much curry.
Jamie has gone off with another... Do you mind? You're ruining the moment.
Sorry.
Laura doesn't think she'll ever find love. Jamie has gone off... Jamie's gone off with Gemma. Mm. So she's decided to fall back on Andy again. But now, he's been funny and not talking to her either. Oh. In other news, Laura got fined a week's pocket money for lying on the floor of the lounge.
It's not a gymnasium, you know.
Your dad is actually bonkers. I love it. And now at 8:45, sorry, a bit late, here is the final instalment of Laura's Diary from the person that made all this possible by finding the diary and reading out extracts on Radio 1. It's Laura's sister Mary. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, go.
15th of November. Dear Diary, had to spend £6 of the money I saved up for German exchange because I keep getting fined. Scored 2 goals in hockey, but we still lost. It's been 8 days since I found out about Jamie. I still feel really sore. It just makes me so upset when I think about all the good times we had and how he made me feel so special. How can the same person make you feel so happy and then so sad? Why did no one tell me?
Are you crying or laughing, Mary?
I'm crying.
I'm so emotional. I read in my magazine that you can't just sit around waiting for him to come along. Enjoy yourself. You only live once after all. Sometimes I would really like a boyfriend and crave for one if you like. I feel lonely. But
changed.
Other times I feel like this, then she's drawn a flower.
What?
She's put, I feel like this, and then drawn a flower.
Okay.
Whatever. Mm. You can't just turn your emotions off. I think I'll love him for ages. Anyway, I've got a party next week. There'll be loads of lads there. Speak soon. Love, Laura.
Mary, can I just say what a pleasure and a joy it's been over the last 2 weeks.
Mm. I miss you.
I miss you and I love you.
I love you more.
Thank you. Scott Mills. 8:46 on Radio 1. Oh, she's never going to find love.
All the good times they had, she snogged in once.
Right, stop the music. It's 8:47 on Radio 1. Laura?
What?
You see that box in the corner?
Yeah.
Look who's in it! It's Jamie! my God.
How are you?
He's bought her flowers. Jamie, just grab a seat right there. He's really here. This is the object of Laura's affection from the diary. It's Jamie, after all these years. Now, Laura, you didn't know this, but we've arranged all this on air earlier this week. We gave Jamie a ring and got him to come from York to London to see you today. The object of your unrequited love.
Are you two actually going to say anything to each other, or are you just going to sit there like lemons?
I'm not writing sweat on.
Hi, boys.
You might want to leave again now, Jamie, after that.
Hi, Jamie, you right?
Yes, thank you very much.
When was the last time you, you saw, Laura?
About 6-7 years ago, maybe longer, I think.
Yeah. Has she changed at all?
She looks a lot better.
Mm. Well, no,
it's good that you made an effort today.
Thanks.
Yeah, you really have as well. Scrub up a ride, don't you? Now, obviously it's been, what, 6-7 years you said, yeah?
It has.
So you two have got a lot of catching up to do. Why don't you both pretend we're not here and just have a chat? Off you go.
Hello.
Hello. You alright?
I'm quite a little bit nervous.
Oh, it's alright, I'm shaking as well, and I'm a smell of coffee.
Yeah, I've got salt and vinegar breath. Just trying to...
Right, this is not working at all. I'm... Oh, God, I feel sick. Right, okay, I'm gonna play a record, and then we'll come back with Jamie
sick.
And Laura on Radio 1. Uh, 8:52, this is the Chris Miles Show with Scott Mills on Radio 1. You've been listening to Laura's Diary for the last 2 weeks, and Jamie, the object of Laura's affection, is with us. Hi, Jamie.
Hello.
Oh, it's so sweet that you bought flowers from the garage as well. I love
Max
that.
Max Spencer's.
Really nice.
Max Spencer's.
Sorry. Now, you probably had no idea that she was writing this diary at the time, did you?
No, I didn't have a clue.
No. And have you been listening on Radio 1?
Oh, yes.
Okay, and what did you think when you were hearing the diary and what she was writing about you?
I was quite shocked. I didn't realise that she was that stalky kind of person.
Yeah, she really liked you, didn't she?
She did. Mm. I was quite surprised to hear that I'd come in a box.
Yeah. Now, let's go back to the box incident, because a lot of people want to know, at the youth club sleepout for the homeless, what actually happened in that box?
Well, it was very cold, and the only way to keep warm, Laura kindly offered me to like, get into a box. Mm. And so once I was in a box and warm, I kind of tried to take advantage.
Okay, good.
To keep warm.
Yeah.
Right, okay, yeah. Now, you're single, I hear, yeah?
Yes.
What happened to Gemma?
It was Emma.
Emma?
It was Emma.
Oh, okay.
Well, I went out with her for a while, but then we drifted apart and ended up lonely and just looking for love. I'm just going with the music.
We're not really doing much after the show today because it's our last Chris Miles show. He's back on Monday.
Mm.
So, Laura, if it's okay with you,
yeah.
I'd like you to finish at 10 o'clock this morning. As soon as the show's finished, you can go.
Can I really?
Yeah, you really can.
Yes.
No work to do. And you and Jamie can go out for a champagne breakfast, and I'm going to pay for it.
Excellent.
Thank you.
All right? Just you and Jamie. We'll come and join you later, if you want. We'll just sit away from you a little bit.
That'll be fine.
And also, if you need us to rescue you at any point, just tug your ear. That'll be the secret code.
That's to Jamie.
Yeah.
Not Laura.
I just can't believe you're here. It's great. And Laura's really red. Yeah. Okay, so 10 o'clock, you and Jamie, yeah? Is it true that you've actually filled in a form for one date with Laura, which is online at the moment, where you can win?
It certainly is.
You've not done that?
I have.
Is that true?
It really is.
Just found that out. Why? Why?
Well, I thought I'd give a good end to Laura's diary, us two getting together, and...
You don't need to, you've got first crack.
what a beautiful way of putting it, Scott.
That'll be first for the crack.
It's 5 to 9.